Hallelujah, brothers and sisters. On this group, by the grace of God, I welcome you, and also may you welcome me as I'm going to deliver what has been put into my heart. I know this beloved evening, I have visited Lesotho in the realm of the spirit by preaching the gospel in the name of Jesus Christ. I give the honor, glory, power to our God, the creator of the visibles and also the invisibles. They say all things were created by him. Others we can see with our naked eyes, others we cannot see them with our naked eyes, but all of them, they are under one creation and under one creator, that is God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Without wasting much of our time, and also I greet brothers and sisters on this platform and for the group creator also, there's a need of a special greeting and all the admins in the name of Jesus Christ. I know we are going to read the book of Ezekiel in the name of Jesus Christ. The book of Ezekiel, chapter 36, I'll read verse 24 to 28. Yeah. 26th chapter. I'll read verses 24 to 28. In the name of Jesus Christ. Here it says from verse 24. For I will take you out of the nations. I will gather you from all the countries and bring you back into your own land. Verse 25. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all your impurities and from all your idols. Verse 26. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. 27. And I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. Verse 28. Then you will live in the land I gave your ancestors. You will be my people and I will be your God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, bless the reading. Let your power manifest upon this group so that each and everyone may be covered by your grace. In the name of Jesus Christ, my God, I pray. Amen. I know, brothers and sisters here in Lesotho, according to my reading from the book of Ezekiel chapter 36, I started from verse 24, I ended at the verse of 28. We are going to look at the topic called the prepared field in the name of Jesus Christ. The prepared field never fail to bear fruits. Hallelujah. The prepared field never fail to bear fruits. Why? It is prepared in a good way in the name of Jesus Christ. What I beg from you is to be spiritual so that we may walk together, because the word of God is designed to be discerned spiritually. That's why Jesus says, time will come and is already here, has already come, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in the spirit, or in spirit and in truth. So we are in that time. Yeah. So here the Bible says, I will take you out of the nations. Which are these nations? Nations are the types of rice, or are the kinds of rice we are living, which are not what? In the will of God. Every life, my sister, every life, my brother, which you are living, if it is not in the will of God, God sees you that you are in a distant nation in the name of Jesus Christ. So before I go further, I have to take you into physical context. Hallelujah. Physically, when you want to plant something, you can have your seeds, good seeds. You selected good seeds. These seeds, how plant them? What do you do? You can find a land where you want to invest your seeds. Then you prepare that place. You can cut the trees, till the ground, whatever you want to do. You reach at the point that you say, now, this is what I wanted. Now it's time for me to invest the seeds. Why you are investing? Because you want to harvest at the end of the season in the name of Jesus Christ. And you have hope that the way I've prepared this field, I know my seeds shall do better. In the name of Jesus Christ. So same in the realm of the spirit. When God has prepared your life, you and me, we are the fields of God. And the seeds which God is planting in you and me, or the seeds which God is investing in me, is the word. His word. Wherever his word is going, meaning that is the seed, God is investing that seed in someone's life, and that someone's life is a field. So that word, God wants a person to what? To bear the fruits. That's why Jesus said, I have done whatever was needed to be done on this field. I have put whatever was required, but look now, instead of giving me good vines, but they are giving me the bad ones. Meaning that field was a person. God was taking care of that person, expecting good things from him, but he harvested nothing. He just lost his capital. Hallelujah, Jesus. So it's you and me, my brothers and sisters. We are the fields of God. as God created you and me in heaven, in the spirit, and formed you and me here on earth from the dust of our mothers. Our mothers are indirect dust. Only Adam was made direct from the dust, but you and me, we are formed indirectly. But the aim was to bear good fruits for God, so that wherever he sees us, he may be proud of us, as he did to the devil when he was discussing with the devil. He said, "You devil, have you seen my servant Job? How faithful he is." Meaning Job was a good vineyard in the eyes of God, because God could prepare that field. So he knew that the way I prepared this field shall bear good fruits and shall give me good results. That's why he could be proud of Job. So you see how you and me, same applies to you and me. God, when he was creating you, he was making you that you are a good field. The way I created this person in the spirit, but in the physical, shall be a good fruit, shall bear the fruits which I want, shall give me the food so that I must eat. Remember, the Bible says, when Jesus saw a fig tree when he was with his disciples, the Bible says he was hungry. He wanted to eat something from that tree, but he find what? None. What happened? He could curse that what? Tree. Meaning that field didn't bring what? Good results, as God expected. In the name of Jesus Christ. So we are the fields of God. That's why in the book of Galatians chapter 5, from verse 22, he says the fruit of Holy Spirit is love, kindness, meaning these fruits are coming from the good prepared field to a born again person, because it's a field of God. God has invested his seed, that is his word, so that he may bear, as a husband is investing the seed of life in a woman, in his wife, so that he may bear a seed. A seed is a child which that woman is bearing. That is the seed from her husband, because he invested that seed in his wife. In the name of Jesus Christ. So the field is a woman of God. As God waters that field by his word, then something shall germinate in that field. Love shall germinate. Humbleness shall germinate. Self-control shall germinate. Joy shall germinate. Why? Because of the rain. What is the rain? Jesus says, I'm the living water. I mean, that rain is the word of God. So when the word of revelation comes upon your life, meaning this is the rain coming upon the field, so that that field may start bringing what was hiding under the soil. You see how inside your heart, God put something. In the name of Jesus Christ. That's what the Bible says. Salvation is in your midst. Meaning salvation is hiding in us. But that salvation to manifest shall need the word of God to come upon you, my sister, to come upon you, my brother. Otherwise, it will be what? A disaster. So a good field, or good prepared field, or the field which has been prepared well by God, shall not fail to bear what? Fruits. That's why he said, them that hear the word of God and do what they hear, they are like what? They are like someone who built the house on the rock. Though the rain came and struck, the flood came and struck that what, that house, but never what, fall, because the foundation was strong. So you see how, when God has prepared your life, my sister, my brother, God knows that this child, I'm proud of him. So in the book of Ezekiel, where we have read, it says, I will sprinkle clean water unto them. You see? I will clean them from all their impurities, from all their idols. And I will take the stony heart and I will invest the fleshy heart, the heart of flesh, the fleshy heart. And I'll put new spirit, meaning God is preparing the field. Then he said, I'll put my spirit. So before God gives you his word, first of all, shall prepare you as a field. Before you put your seed in the ground, you have to prepare that field, so that it may not what, bring up bad results. So God, before gives you his message, first of all, he prepares you as a field, as he did in the time when Jesus was coming here on earth. Hallelujah, tabernacle. He could send John the Baptist as a preparator of the field. Hallelujah. He was preparing the Israelites as the few, so that when Jesus is coming, he may walk thoroughly. He said, may you prepare the way for the Lord. Hallelujah. That's why I said, I'll put a new heart, meaning by sending John the Baptist, he was putting the mind of God, so that when Jesus started preaching the gospel, they may not what, find difficulty to hear, to listen to him. Why? Because someone has already what, prepared the ground. That's why John the Baptist, he was saying, I'm the word, I'm the voice calling in the wilderness. Meaning I'm the preparator of the field, so that the seed may come upon you, so that you may bear the good fruits. So he said, I'll put a new heart. Why is putting a new heart? He knows that this new heart, it will be mind. It will be the mind of God. That heart shall start thinking, shall be minding things of heaven. He shall take away that heart which is always minding things of the world, so that he may what, invest his way. So he said, I will sprinkle the clean water, shall give you a pure word, a virgin word, a reverted word, so that you may get it, because salvation is in reveration. Let God prepare you, my sister, as a field. Let God prepare you, my brother, as a field, so that you may bring forth the fruits. So that God, when sees you, he may say, yeah, that's my son. That's my daughter. That's why I said, you are the light to the world. Why you are the light to the world? Because you are what? You are a good prepared field, and you are bringing the good fruits. Whatever God wants to eat from you, shall find it. If you want to eat love, shall find it. He wants to eat joy, shall find it. Kindness, shall find it. Why? It is God doing everything in you. So long Jesus has been born into our life, that is salvation. To God be the glory. Amen.